The following is an unpaid political announcement.
My fellow Americans, my name is Roy D. Mercer, and I, for one, am plumb fed up with the way this here 2012 election is a-going. It's just like the other day, I was saying to my wife, Sharon Jean, I was taking her over to the grain scale so she could get a starting weight for her dieters club. I told her, I said, I swear, Mama, I believe if we had to vote right now, I might just have to take that there ballot and write somebody else's name in there. And by that, folks, I mean, we ain't got a whole lot of choices out there. All we got's a junk-eared numb nut who can't keep track of his birth certificate, and the other one has got him a drawer full of magic underwear. Sharon Jean says she kind of liked the looks of Romney, which don't really surprise me since her first husband was a regional salesman for a male mannequin company. You know, same expression, same perfect hair, and probably has a stick up his behind so he can stand up straight. I told her, hell, there's no way I'm a-voting for anybody named after a baseball glove, or it may be just short for Mittley. Whatever the case may be, I got curious, and I asked the rest of my family who they be a-voting for. The stepdaughter says she was leaning towards Obama. Personally, I think it's just because she likes a slick talker, which probably explains how she come home with the crabs after dating the feller that was head of the debate team. Not a bunch of people arguing about who was the better Darren on Bewitched. No, sir, in her school, a debater is the fisherman that can pull the uneaten part of the worm out of the fish's mouth so you can reuse it. And then there's my boy Raymond, who is proud as a peacock because it's the first time he's going to get to vote. Unless you count the 430 times he called into the NTV's poll question should they make a sequel to the Dukes of Hazzard. He's confused. In fact, he's so confused he told me he's thinking about voting for Sarah Palin. And not because he likes her politics, it's because she reminds him of the lady in the trailer next door who used to sunbathe while he was mowing her lawn and kept after him to wipe the sweat off his brow with a swimsuit top she weren't wearing. I told him, boy, she ain't even running, except to get one of her daughters a new pregnancy test after their pet wolf ate the first one. Palin? Well, I guess that's kids these days. Sometimes you love them to death, other times you wish you had a bad case of the mumps in your late teens. And I'm sure my family ain't the only ones out there confused about this here election. That's why I have decided to throw my John Deere ball cap into the political ring. Yes, sir, I decided that I, Roy D. Mercer, want to be your next president. And I'll make you my first campaign promise right here and now. I'll promise you that I'll whoop the tar out of the first old boy that tells me I can't do it. As I guarantee you, it ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass. I've had to do it before, and it ain't going to bother me a whole lot to have to do it again. By God. I'm a straight-shooting, hard-headed ex-rodeo clown with a fuse about as long as Justin Bieber's bangs. I'm a-telling you that there ain't nothing or nobody going to stand between me and pulling my bass rig right down Pennsylvania Avenue. So to sum it all up, if you still believe in democracy, if you still believe in the good old red, white, and blue, or hell, if you're just trying to stay on my good side, come November, you'll forget about the Republicans, the Democrats, or them loose cannon tea partiers, and you'll join me in the growing ranks of my brand new Pop Knot Party. That's right, when you get hold of that ballot, you'll forget about all them other names and just write in Roy D. Mercer. That's Roy Damn Mercer for president, where my motto is, vote for me or I'll whoop your ass.
Paid for by Chicken in a Cup. The bigger the breast, the bigger the cup.